collapse their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Gentlemen, I'm Alfred Adisk, and this is this is Financial Survival. Get confused sometimes. I do an evening program on Tuesdays called the American Independence Hour, and get in the habit of saying one thing and saying the other thing, and sometimes the tired old cranium just doesn't quite deliver the way it did in the past. However, disabilities aside, we'll proceed with Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. This is our program for Monday, the 25th of August, year of our Lord, 2014. Let's do the market report first. Let me see what the current numbers are. Gold is down $4.70 to $1,277.10 per ounce. Silver's off 2 cents to $19.48 per ounce. Platinum is down $4 to $1,422. Palladium is up $2 to $891. In the equities, Dow Jones is up 80 points to 17,080. NASDAQ is up 18 points to 4,556. New York Stock Exchange is up 60 points to 11,008. And what's interesting about this is here we see crude oil down again, 22 cents. It's currently down to $93.43 per barrel. And I've speculated, I've observed that this is extremely strange, given the uncertainties and the instability that's inherent in the Middle East, a primary source of crude oil in the world. It's hard to imagine why the price of crude oil is down as low as it is. We're going to talk to Frank, as Frank Stefan will co-host. He should be here now. Frank, are you there?
I am.
Uh-huh. And before we get to that, the United States dollar index is up 0.2 to 82.53. I'm not sure if that's the highest the dollar's been this year, but it might be. It's certainly pretty high. It's relatively high for the dollar. And we can wonder, well, I'm wondering, why do you suppose crude oil is down to $93 and change for a barrel of crude oil, given the problems that we see in the Middle East and the Ukraine? Do you have a credible explanation?
Well, I don't know if it's credible, but...
Do you have an interesting explanation?
Well,
good
yeah,
enough. Interesting. We'll take that, too.
I don't know. I think it's probably because, OPEC, Saudi Arabia, has made some kind of deal with the United States, and probably has to do with, hey, we'll let these guys come and kill y'all if you don't, do what we want, and... Because Saudi Arabia still does depend on the United States for defense for the most part. And, you know, with the Middle East all around Saudi Arabia going crazy, they might be a little afraid that, hey, it could spill over into their country if the United States willed that to happen. Just like I believe that all this unrest in the Middle East is probably, for the most part, manipulated into happening by the powers that be in Washington, D.C.
Well, I have a solution. This has been bothering me for a week. I've been looking at this and wondering what are they up to with crude oil? I think you agree with me that whatever they're doing, the price is being artificially manipulated. True or false?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's not, if you'll notice, I don't know what it's like where you are, but where I am, it's still $3.87 a gallon.
Down here, the stars are bright and big at night, deep in the heart of Texas. That's what it's like where I am. Here's my notion on crude oil. Who is one of, perhaps, the single biggest exporter of crude oil in the world?
Well, the United States is one. Russia.
Russia. So who is being damaged by a suppressed price of crude oil?
Yeah, yeah.
And who is bumping heads with the United States government over the Ukraine?
Yeah, that's probably, that's pretty credible.
Yeah, that's pretty credible. I'll make you a bet they're holding the price of crude oil down to stick it to Putin. I'll make you a bet that's what's going on, and I don't have evidence. But I've been wondering about this for, you know, a week now maybe. And it's the one thing I see that makes sense to me. They're trying to hurt Soviets, or not Soviets, but Russia, my guess. So,
I wish there was at least something for us on that, like lower gasoline prices.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something, but that's...
Just because they're out to get it, Putin, doesn't mean they're out to help you, Frank. You don't rate us as a member of the American public, you don't rate as highly as a president of Russia. No, you're just going to have to make do with whatever we've got, and that's the way it's going to have to work.
I'm amazed because, when oil went up to 140 a barrel, they raised gas almost where it is right now and said, well, you know, it's look at the oil. It just went up, so there you go. And now it's under 100, and it's still right where it is. And all that speaks to is a dollar that isn't worth what it was even a year ago.
It speaks to that, and it also speaks to just exploitation, manipulation, you know, just being hustled and conned. And they will use supply and demand to justify increasing prices and profits. And when the supply gets larger, demand gets low, they won't use that as an excuse for diminishing prices and profits. Well, I don't know. It's not news. It's not news. It's the way of the world. But here I got one for you coming out of Chicago. This is reported in the Washington Times. Chicago crime rate drops as concealed carry applications surge. An 86-year-old Illinois man was with a concealed carry permit, fired his weapon at an armed robbery suspect fleeing police last month, stopping the man in his tracks and allowing the police to make an arrest. Law enforcement authorities described the man as a model citizen. This is in Chicago. The police are describing somebody who's armed as a model citizen. I don't know. Does that seem a little odd to you, Frank?
Yeah, from Chicago it does. I wonder if Rahm Emanuel approved that statement.
Yeah. Uh-huh, I understand that. They described him as a model citizen who helped others avoid being victims at the AT&T store outside Chicago, where he witnessed the holdup. The man whose identity was withheld prevented others from entering the store during the theft. Police said the robber harassed customers and pistol-whipped one of them. Since Illinois started granting concealed carry permits this year, The number of robberies that have led to arrests in Chicago have declined by 20% from last year. The reports of burglary and motor vehicle theft are down 20% and 26% in the first and in the first quarter, the city's homicide rate was at a 56-year low. Do you think this offers any compelling evidence about the need to have firearms among the public?
Well, and the thing is, this is not an isolated incident. This happens every single time any community does this.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's just amazing that these people can still get out there and have people believe them when they say, oh, my gosh, you know, if you let people have guns, there's going to be blood in the streets, I tell you. You know, people will just go mad and start shooting each other over, you know, at a traffic stop. You know, they'll just start killing cops, and it'll be horrible, and we can't have it. And then they do it, and they find out, oh, gee, the crime rate's gone down, homicide's gone down. It's, you know, law-abiding citizens are actually doing what the police can't. Over and over it happens.
And they're intimidating the crooks and the gangsters out there.
Sure.
Well, I mean, they are encouraged to rob people knowing that they don't have firearms. When they know they do have firearms and they just might get their heads blown off, they sit back, you know, maybe I'll take a job down at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or move to another place where they don't allow people to have guns.
Yeah.
You know, Canada or something.
Australia has restricted their access to guns to a significant degree. And, you know, I had a lot of respect for the Australians, and I have for years, and a likable people and the rest of that, but I thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, and at least initially, crime rates did rise when they gave up their guns.
Yeah, violent crime rates and property, you know, robberies all went up significantly.
Yeah. Significantly.
A little bit.
Yeah, they went up significantly. That's now several years. I don't know how long it's been since Australia gave up its guns, but it might be 5 years or more.
Yeah.
I don't know if the crime rate is still up compared to what it was when they had firearms or not. Maybe things have kind of mellowed out. I don't know if that's true or false, but I haven't heard that.
Well, mellowed out as far as, well, you know, the initial was like, 40% rise, and now it might only rise maybe 5 or 10% every year.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they do it. You know, it'll go up, and then the next year, oh, look, last year it went up 40%, and this year it only went up 10%, so.
They don't say another 10%. They say 10% rather than another 10% on top of the previous 40%, which gives us 50%.
Right. You know, this is how, you know, they manipulate the studies that they do, And you know, I just don't think that Rahm Emanuel or Obama or any other politician that, you know, we hear of all the time, you know, with the sky is falling with guns, is going to get out there and say, oh, well, gee, you know, it appears we were wrong.
No. No, I understand they're going to continue with the argument. They don't necessarily continue with the argument. They just kind of, it's like the church lady on the old Saturday Night Live where she just comes along, finally says, never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just kind of go away. They just don't want to talk about it anymore because the evidence, they will wait until there's another mass shooting. Next time 15, 20 kids get shot up by some crazy SOB, they will argue that this is the reason to disarm us all. And they'll get some traction out of that. But in the final analysis, you know, it's one thing to have. It's a tragedy to have 15, 20 kids killed.
And you know, they ignore
but
the obvious connection that, you know, most people
the
are
people
seeing
in the
now.
School didn't have the firearms.
Well, there's the point that the teachers, you know, these are supposedly gun-safe zones. And then every one of these shooters seems to be on some sort of pharmaceutical psychotropic drug.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they just sidestep that all the time. And this is a huge problem, man. These drugs that they are pushing at school, from the time you go to school, I mean, oh, Johnny can't pay attention because he's a little boy who would rather be outside. Well, we have to drug him. And then they get to be adults. And then when they take them off and go, well, gee, maybe you can pay attention. Then, oh, man, I don't feel right. I need those drugs again.
Yeah.
And then what? He ends up, Johnny comes to school and shoots everybody.
Do you know why Johnny needs drugs when he's in school?
Well, because if he wasn't drugged up, he might realize something's wrong.
Well, there was a time when we didn't drug the kids when they went to school. Why is it we didn't drug them then and we do drug them now?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
Because we have stopped using corporal punishment for kids in school.
Well, that's
we used to, the kid got out of line, he got smacked good and hard, and it started right what, you know, it started in theory from first grade or even kindergarten on up. Now, they weren't brutalized, but they got the message. There's things you don't do in school. Once they decided to become modern and liberal and said, well, we're not going to spank the little monsters when they throw a rock through the window or whatever. We're going to work on maintaining their self-esteem. Little monsters are no dummies. And they know just how far they can go and how far they can get away with stuff. And therefore, it just gets worse and worse. And so they said, look, we can't hit them. What are we going to do with them? Let's drug them. Drugging is the modern reading, writing, and arithmetic taught to the tune of no longer the hickory stick, taught to the tune of the Ritalin.
Well, that's true. And
that's what's doing this.
You know, and those kids get more and more out of control like that. Sure sounds a lot like the police. Same thing, no accountability, and you just slowly but surely get completely out of control, and eventually you are just a monster out there. And
yeah, I understand.
They're doing the same thing. You know, they figure out, well, you know, you're not going to hit me, you're not going to do anything. Well, so what if you drug me up? What do I care?
Well, they don't know, and they may, who knows, maybe they enjoy it, or they don't know, they don't understand. They can't possibly really understand what's happening to them. Give them the pills, and they don't follow, they don't make a cause and effect connect.
You know, I see a lot of people with things that I know other people have dealt with natural means, like diabetes.
Uh-huh.
You talk to people with diabetes these days, and they act like they're in some sort of social club. Like, oh, what was your blood sugar count? Oh, I took my test. I got a brand new tester. It's great. And then you try to tell them, well, you know, this, that, or the other thing. And they get angry with you and say, there is no cure. There's nothing we can do. Get away from me. You know, and I think it may be the same in school. You know, all the cool kids are on Ritalin.
I don't even know if they're cool. But the object, you know, is Ritalin really intended to improve concentration and learning, or is Ritalin just a means to calm the little monsters down? They'll sit in their seats and shut up.
I think that's
and they don't. Then they don't interfere with whatever's going on in the school. We'll get back to the answer to that question in a moment. Let's take a break for some commercial announcements here on Financial Survival. I'm Alfred Addis with Frank Stephan. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%.
What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Adisk here with Frank Stephan, who's sitting in for Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Programs brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. And here is your special du jour from Discount Gold and Silver. We've got, let me scroll up here just a little bit, one MS65 Morgan Silver Dollar. That's a Mint State 65. That's a good collectible. We've got an almost uncirculated $5 Liberty coin. That's gold, just a shade under a quarter of an ounce of pure gold. And we've got a one-ounce silver eagle, modern silver eagle. The three coins are yours, shipping included, for $600. Morgan silver dollars were minted from 1878 to 1904, and again starting in 1921. These coins in mint state 65 condition contain nearly an ounce of silver and have become one of the most popular U.S. coins. The almost uncirculated $5 Liberty. Again, it's almost uncirculated condition, nearly a quarter ounce of pure gold, 1 ounce silver eagle. You know what those are. Shipping costs, $600. While supply lasts, give Discount Gold and Silver a call, 1-800-375-4188, 1-800-375-4188. What were we talking about, Frank, before we took the break? Do you remember?
Oh, something about children and Ritalin. It was making them concentrate or just keeping them quiet.
Yeah, right. It was crowd control or education?
I think it's crowd control.
And I think it is, too.
You know, you look at the teachers that, you know, what I've noticed is that the school districts are making a concerted attempt to get rid of older teachers and move in these new, 24-year-old teachers. And these people are not equipped at all to deal with children. They're barely children themselves. And they get in there, and they can't. They could not possibly deal with these children in any other manner, I don't think.
Well, the thing about it, of course, is that young teachers understand drugs a lot better than old teachers because they're probably on them themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. If we were to do a study to see how many teachers are on Ritalin, what do you suppose we would find?
It would be alarming, I think.
Instead of giving an apple to the teacher when the kids go to school, do you suppose any of them are giving them a Ritalin pill instead?
Sharing their Ritalin, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if you ever saw The Simpsons, where they had Bart, a cartoon character, of course. He did a song about Ritalin. It was a takeoff on Popeye. And he's something, I'm strong to the finish because I eat my Ritalin, something along those lines. It was actually good. It was well done. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows this is an abomination. This is an atrocity. If we've got to drug kids to get them through school, is there something wrong with the kids or is there something wrong with the school?
I think there's something wrong with the school because these are the, you know, kids are kids and they've been going to school for
That's exactly right. You know, I published an article back in the 1990s that was based on a Nebraska final exam for eighth grade students, not high school students, eighth graders in Nebraska back around 1900. And we had the entire exam there. I'll guarantee you, you can find more than maybe one in five high school kids who could pass that exam today. I'll bet you that 80% of today's high school kids could not pass the exam that was there for eighth graders back around 1900. And the point is, children have a spectacular capacity to learn if someone will make a spectacular effort to teach them. And if that means they have to get a dose of the hickory stick from time to time to keep their minds focused, fine. But it was really an extraordinary, and I'll bet you've seen that.
I actually remember when you published that.
Yeah.
I took it and was disappointed.
Me too. It was one of those things where I talk about 80% of the high school kids can't. 80% of the adults, including me, couldn't pass that exam.
That's right, you know, and
it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. And college kids are no better, and it's just, yeah. You know, I've told people a lot of times, it's like, look, you know, when you've got a class and 10% of the kids don't get it, it's probably them, okay? The kids aren't paying attention, they're not doing the work, whatever it is. But when you've got 50% of the class not getting it, it's a problem with the teacher. It's a problem with the curriculum. It's a problem with the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's something systemic. It's not just,
because most of these kids are not getting it. Test scores are dropping. Graduation rates are dropping across the board everywhere. You know, of course, it's worse in the inner cities, but it's dropping in the suburbs, in the what used to be affluent white neighborhoods. It's dropping there also. Maybe not as fast, but it's dropping.
I've seen reports that we are 17th in the world in terms of education right now, and I think I've seen one. I know I've seen that, and I think I've seen one that even calculated we're 25th.
Well, math and science, we are pathetic in math. You know, in science also, all our science is going to be HB1. You know, scientists here before long, because we're not cultivating scientists in this country.
No, I understand that. I went to football game at Rice University back 3-4 years ago. I've mentioned it a couple of times. Went to watch a college football game there, and I went to the concession stand to pick up a pretzel. They had these big pretzels that were the size of a dinner plate, and they had you can get a bottle of water. I don't remember. I think I bought two, maybe three things. I don't recall what the third one was, if I did get a third one. They had a girl working the concession stand. A white girl, you understand? A college student. She's working there in order to help put herself through college. She was using a calculator to calculate the prices on all of the products that they were selling at the concession stand, and all they had, the products were either $1, $2, $3, maybe a $5 product. There was no $3.98 or $2.99 or $1.65. It was ones and twos and threes and fives, and that's what they had. And she needed a calculator to figure out how much I owed after ordering either two or three items that were just, you know, like a one and a two and maybe a three.
Well,
I was amazed. I was astonished. I don't know that. What's that girl doing in college?
Remember when you used to say, okay, hey, here, let me give you a penny to even that out? You know, when don't try it. Don't try it now. I'm telling you, I've done it. And I didn't do it on purpose. I thought I was helping. It's not a help. You'll hold up the line. You'll confuse the poor person behind there. And, you know, everything will come to a stop because
well,
they don't
what
know
you
what
need
to
do. Well, that's because you have been using an improper, your courtesy, your manners are improper to deal with that circumstance. What you have to do when you get that penny, you got to also give them a little, a Ritalin. Yeah, get a little pill of Ritalin, all right, and that'll just calm them right down and they can deal with it.
Yeah, you still won't get it right, though.
Well, it's irrelevant. What's a penny? Who cares? The question is whether they have any self-esteem.
Yeah,
that's the important part. Do they finish the transaction with a sense of self-esteem? Yes, I got some money from this person, and I put it in the cash drawer, and I gave him some change, and what more could anyone want?
Well, that's the thing. They just, you know, the register now tells them what to give you back in change,
yeah.
And if you give them a penny to say, you know, I don't want a fistful of, you know, coin. Here's
mm-hmm.
a penny. Just give me dollars. It will ruin everything for them and you because you'll stand in line and they'll be like, well, you know, and everybody will be looking at you behind there. How dare you? What have you done? You know.
Yeah. What's that guy? What's wrong with that guy? I'll bet he understands mathematics
Why
or something.
He have cash anyway. Maybe.
Yeah, that's
sort of
that's another thing.
Yeah.
We may have to get rid of cash just to maintain the self-esteem of the clerks.
That's right. That's right?
Because it confuses them. You give them cash, they actually have to count it.
Well,
so we're going to stop doing cash. And not because we want everyone to have an electronic, a digital monetary system. It's because, we're breaking too many clerks' hearts because it forces them to actually count.
But then again, this might be a good thing because when their self-esteem is low, they'll go get counseling, they'll get prescription drugs, and, you know, this makes the whole industry go around.
It could be that we're maybe on the threshold of a brand new psychological disease.
Yes.
Post-commercial stress syndrome. We've got clerks who are coming up with post-commercial stress syndrome because they've had to count.
Well, and I think the government has the solution. They're going to crash the economy so no one has any cash or money, so nobody will have to worry about these things.
I've got an article here from the National Report that's interesting. Headline is, Ferguson gang leader admits Eric Holder paid us to start riots.
Oh, man.
Huh? Now, this is the sort of thing where, I don't know, true or false, we'll watch this. Eric starts out, Eric Holder's career has survived a long list of scandals, the 2008 Black Panther debacle, overturning Arizona's immigration laws, and Fast and Furious immediately spring to mind. These, however, pale in comparison to the recent allegations against Holder, the likes of which could easily land the Attorney General behind bars. Evidence has been uncovered showing Eric Holder contributed funds to Ferguson's gang population as an incentive to loot and spread civil unrest in the area. These angry government-sponsored terrorists have systematically infiltrated peaceful protests with the intention of escalating the situation and inciting riots. A local gang leader came forward last week after being arrested during a night of mass looting and the unnamed criminal is using his information to bargain for a reduced sentence. So this unnamed criminal is alleging that Eric Holder passed out money to gang members. And based on his allegations, he's trying to get a reduction in sentence for looting, starting build buildings on fire, whatever he did. So we are left to wonder, is this a real story or is this just the result of some, you know, shifty crook who thinks he can get over by making a crazy allegation? But, continues. Eric Holder's goal behind pouring the proverbial gasoline on an allegedly volatile scheme is to test military police response in a martial law scenario. It's also suspected that the riots have been started as the latest distractions from the diabolical duo of Obama and Holder. This is the first time they have created a media bait-and-switch cover-up for any of their numerous crimes and blunders. Now, Officials have yet to publicly identify the damaging evidence submitted by gang members and are still in the process of verifying the legitimacy of said items. So this evidence, there is allegedly evidence. We don't know what it is yet. There is evidence, however, but it hasn't been verified. So if there is evidence, this gives us a little more reason to believe that the black gang member who made these allegations might be telling the truth. He might be dumb enough to try to fabricate evidence, but that's not likely. He should have enough knowledge to understand you can't introduce phony evidence into these kinds of situations and expect it to stand up. He's not, you know, if I get a document and I sign a name to it and I say, this signed Eric Holder, well, it's not going to take much to prove that I'm the one who forged Holder's signature, or somebody did. It's not really Holder's signature. It's unlikely that the gang member would be dumb enough to make these allegations if the evidence was false. The article continues, Judge Reinhardt of the 22nd Circuit Court in St. Louis is presiding over the case and has reviewed the materials during a phone interview with National Report. Judge Reinhardt stated, the evidence I have seen is incredibly convincing. They're quoting the judge. This journalistic outlet is quoting the judge as saying the evidence is incredibly convincing. Holder is not yet officially charged with a crime, but it's expected that a warrant could be issued for him within coming days. Obama's spokespeople have declined to comment. What do you think about that one, Frank?
Well, I'd have to see that because I the story itself seems like, yeah, that's possible. I don't put anything past Eric Holder. However, it would surprise me if Eric Holder was so stupid as to put his name on something that could actually be evidence. I mean,
well, I think what will probably come out, you're not going to find that Eric Holder came out. There's not a picture of Eric Holder shaking hands with one of the gang members and handing him a bag full of $100 bills. That's not going to be there. But what we're going to find, perhaps, if we find anything, is that someone working for the Justice Department under Eric Holder has been acting on his behalf to deal with these gang members. You know, we're not going to see Holder, but we're going to see if there is anybody, it's going to be someone, you know, who knows, spear carrier out there handing out $100 bills to please riot. It will be an extraordinary story if it turns out to be true. Do you think anybody will go to jail over it, or do you think... I think that's going to be one of the problems too.
Well, I mean,
too rich to jail, and in some cases, too black to jail.
Well, if Eric Holder was going to go to jail, he'd already be there because Eric Holder has broken the law so many times. Obviously, I mean, he's walking around right now in contempt of Congress.
Yeah,
that hasn't gone away. They haven't resolved that. You know, he is still in contempt of Congress right now and walking around free, along with Lois Lerner. She's also in contempt. Why are these people not in jail? I don't know.
Yeah, because they work for the government. Let's take a break for some commercial announcements. I'm Alfred Addis. You're on Financial Survival with co-host Frank Stephan. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
A heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addis, here on Financial Survival with co-host Frank Stephan. Programs are brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. Here's their special, their daily special. You can get yourself a Mint State 65 Morgan Silver Dollar, an almost uncirculated $5 Liberty Gold Coin, 1 ounce Silver Eagle, shipping included $600. The Morgan Silver Dollars were minted from 1878 to 1904. And again in 1921, these coins in mint state, 65 condition, they're collectible coins, contain nearly an ounce of silver and have become one of the most popular U.S. coins. The almost uncirculated $5 Liberty contains nearly a quarter of an ounce of pure gold. 1 ounce Silver Eagle, of course, is 99.9% pure silver and right at 1 ounce. Shipping costs included $600. While supplies last, give Discount Gold and Silver a call at 1-800-375-4188. All right, Frank, where are we? Do we want to go any deeper into Eric Holder paying us to start riots, or shall we move on to something else?
Well, I between the allegation of them paying the actual gang members to start riots, you know, this has been a story before, not so.
No, it's not. Who had evidence?
Well, yeah, not so. Evidence, but it's been a story before that the government has gone into neighborhoods and actually provided guns to gang members and things of that nature. You know, this has been alleged before, which is credible, and nobody ever goes to jail over it. And nobody, you know, it goes along with their whole. Even if it isn't true, the fact that everybody can look at it and wonder, gee, I wonder if that's true. I mean, could you imagine in the 1950s if somebody would say, well, you know, the Justice Department came into your neighborhood and paid gang members to start a riot? Everybody would think you were crazy. They'd say, oh, come on, you know, nobody would do that. Get out of here. Now people go, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's possible. You know, I mean,
no, I understand.
From the Attorney General, you think this is possible? Whether he did it or not, this seems like enough of a lack of confidence in this man that he probably shouldn't be Attorney General.
That's probably true. The fact that people would believe that he might have done it is all by itself sufficient evidence to ask the man to resign.
Yeah, you're just
because of the previous stories that have already come out, Fast and Furious, and the Black Panther situation, and so on. He's been implicated in a number of situations. It won't be a surprise if he's implicated in more. The guy should be squeaky clean, or at least appear to be squeaky clean. I don't expect any of them to be squeaky clean, but they should at least appear to be squeaky clean. Are we looking at a black thing right now? Is this because Eric Holder's black and the people and Obama's black and the people that are most concerned and subject to rioting in Ferguson are black? Is this about blacks? Or is this about something else where they just want turmoil within the country, and they understand with any gang they'll use the Mexican mafia, the Aryan Brotherhood, whatever works. Pay them, cause a riot, and perhaps stimulate the use of a greater reliance on a police state. What do you think?
Well, if these are people that will say out loud for certain that, hey, we don't want to waste any crises. You know, we want to take advantage of any crises that comes along. Well, then you've got to figure, okay, here we have basically a black administration. Of course they're going to take advantage of that fact as much as they can. It's not real. I don't think it's real. And the black community seem to be catching on slowly that, you know what, these people are not your friends either. They're not.
That's exactly right. Are these people out to help the blacks, or are they out to use the blacks? And when I say these people, I mean the blacks in the Obama administration and the blacks, including Eric Holder, that are working us. Are they really there to help blacks, or are they there to hustle them, con them, use them?
Oh, I think they're, you know, that I think there's enough evidence to actually prove that they are hustling them, and the black community starting to figure it out. It's taken them a while because they didn't want to figure it out. They wanted to believe, hey, finally, we've got, you know, somebody that looks like us in the White House. This is great. We've come a long way. Now things will get better. And they got in there, and he turned out to be basically Bill Clinton, who before Obama was the first black president, if you remember.
Yep.
You know,
other than Jimmy Carter, of course.
Well, sure, you know, but I mean...
I mean, if you look at Miss Lillian, in any case, let's... Carter, to my mind, will always be America's first black president, at least partially black president, but there's a problem here. And you wonder, you know, it's got to be terribly frustrating for African Americans. I mean, they can't even... What did they say? Wasn't it Rangel? Or was it Sharpton? Maybe it was Sharpton. I don't remember. Was exposed 2-3 months ago as having spent much of his life as a government informant.
Yeah, that was Sharpton, an FBI snitch.
I understand. I mean, black people have to be just shaking their head and find, my God, who can we trust?
Well, you know what they're going through? They're going through like what you described you went through when you realized George Bush was what he is. Huh. You know,
yeah, I understand.
Like, gee, I like this guy. I wanted to, and now look at him. And you just really, you know, upset because you got conned. And I think they're starting to come to this realization that, wow, we got conned.
Yeah, and who did they get conned by? They got conned by people who at least implicitly were talking the black line, all right? Were implicitly, at least, I don't know that you can point to a specific statement by Obama or Holder where they had been actually caught saying, we got to do this to help the blacks and to hell with the whites. I mean, they're not dumb enough to make those statements, and I don't even know that they exactly believe that. But it's at least implied that if push comes to shove, a black president, a black attorney general come down on the side of black people. But is that true?
Hasn't happened so far.
I know.
You know, a couple of showcases. You see, the whole thing is they'll take a Trayvon Martin thing, or they'll take a Ferguson thing and roll on into town with a big circus saying, hey, we're here to, you know, fix this racial inequality. We have a racial problem here. Oh, forget. Don't pay any attention to those men in body armor and machine guns.
Right.
They're not the problem. Those tanks are not the problem. It's a racial thing. And they did the same thing in Sanford, Florida. But other than these showboat media circuses, they haven't done anything in favor of the black communities.
They haven't done anything in favor of the white community that I'm aware of.
Well, I didn't figure they would, but I mean, you know, the black community really did expect something out of this.
No, I know. They had enormous optimism, and it turns out they were betrayed. They see, and I've seen blacks talk about this, where they're angry about allowing the illegal aliens to come into this country because they understand very well that these illegal aliens are taking jobs that might otherwise have gone to blacks.
Absolutely.
The blacks are being hurt by the illegal aliens coming in more than the whites. Nobody is benefiting by them coming here with the exception of the illegal aliens, but the blacks are being beat up and they're saying, how the heck is this going on? Obama is spending millions of dollars to deal with and accommodate illegal aliens, and he's not doing anything to help the black community. And the blacks are saying, wait a second, what about us?
Well, and this was in the news before Ferguson erupted.
Yeah.
You know, so that gives rise to believing that, okay, I don't know if Eric Holder went down there with bags of money giving it to gang members or not, but it does, you know, when you take that, you know, an allegation like that, and you take the circumstances that, gee, in the news, you know, you have black leaders, community leaders saying, hey, this immigration thing is hurting us. Hey, what about us? You haven't done anything for us. You know, this sort of thing. And then, all of a sudden, oh, we'll do something for you. We're rolling into Ferguson to take care of racial inequality. You know, didn't exist. The inequality in Ferguson is they have an over 50% unemployment rate because every factory in that whole St. Louis area, St. Louis suburb area, has been shuttered. They got empty buildings with nothing inside. There are no jobs there. This is the problem. What do people do if they don't have anything to do?
You need to first identify who is the cause of your problem. That's one of the things, is an accurate diagnosis. And as much as black people like to blame whitey, this has been going on substantially, significantly, under the Obama administration. He's been in on this deal. Holder's been in on this deal. Who's been moving the jobs overseas?
Right. Well, I'd like to tell the black community, you wanted equality? Well, here you go. We've been getting screwed over by white politicians for a long time. Now it's your turn. You can get screwed over by black politicians.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if it's a politician, they're going to screw you over. You know,
pretty much.
You got to start
pretty
realizing
much.
That it doesn't matter what color they are.
Yeah, pretty much. They're all working for something other than what we the people would like and what we would hope for and what we expect and assume and whatever. You know, what I see is, I certainly won't allege that all politicians or even a majority are in on this conspiracy, what I see as a conspiracy, but they're not doing anything to stop it. They are either too ignorant to understand what's going on, or if they do understand, they just say, I'm going to keep a low profile. I'm going to cover my backside. Don't blame me, but I'm going to get mine while the getting's good. What am I talking about? I'm talking about trying to unite the United States, Mexico, and Canada into a North American Union as a prerequisite for uniting, for putting the United States into the global government, one world government. And in order to do that, the United States must cease to exist. You can't combine us with Mexico and Canada and still say, oh, we still have the United States of America. No, you don't. You don't got nothing anymore except some, you know, any more than the Mexicans still have the Aztecs or the Mayans. There are some historical traces of them, maybe some bloodlines you could track down, but there is no Aztec government. There's no Mayan government. There is no, you know, nation of those sorts anymore. And we are going to disappear unless we recognize this problem, stand up and fight against it.
Well, the United States will end up like what they now, you know, what they still euphemistically call the Indian nations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the United States will be, an Indian nation. They're not a nation. They're defeated people that live in concentration camps, basically. And, you know, that's what they have. That's the New World Order right there. I mean, this is globalization right there.
Yep.
You know, and if that's what you want, you know, government health care, you want to see what that looks like, go to the VA, that's what it looks like. You want to see the New World Order, the global government, go to an Indian reservation, that's what
go to Ferguson.
Like. Yeah.
Go to Ferguson, you'll catch a glimpse.
Yep.
You know, this is going to be, and it's going to happen unless the American people wake up and stand up and start to speak out. We've, you know, we are inclined to trust our government. We're inclined to trust our politicians. But it always talk about a politician and trusting him. I can remember, who was that comedian? I can't think of his name, little short guy. Andy Rooney, was that his name? Yeah, I think so. He said the key is talking about being an agent for Hollywood actors. And he said the key to this business is sincerity. And once you learn how to fake that, you got it made.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with politicians. The key to their business is sincerity. And once you learn how to fake that, you got it made. There's no limit how far you can go if you are good at faking sincerity.
That's true. Used car salesman got that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's not news, but it's one of those things that you have to recognize. You got to recognize if these people have achieved a significant degree of power, it's not because they're adept at telling the truth.
No. That's how you get not elected.
Yeah, I understand.
All the guys that lost, you know, those are the ones that you look at and go, okay, so you just can't lie or just can't lie well enough.
No,
although they're not that good of liars now either. They don't even put any effort into it anymore.
It used to be that if they lied to us, they were at least lies we could believe in. Now they just lie to you, look you in the eye and laugh. they know they're lying. They know they're lying. Nobody seems to care.
That's true.
You know, let the good lies roll. That's where we are in our government today.
These politicians that may not be directly involved in some of these schemes that are going on, I think for a great part, why they don't say anything is because they got their own schemes going on, and if they say anything, they'll be exposed for what they're doing, so everybody keeps their mouth shut.
Exactly right. Everybody's going to keep their mouth shut and hope they don't get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. But their hand is in the cookie jar just as fast as they can reach in, grab cookies, pull them out. I'm Alfred Adusk here on Financial Survival with Frank Stefan, co-host. We'll be back mañana. I want to thank all of you for listening. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Frank, and Melody, who's not here today, but she'll be back. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dream, I have a plan. If I got to be a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. Money, money, money.